seriously popular.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yesterday, 12th January 2022, Gardaí from Tullamore Garda Station attended to an incident following a call from a member of the public.
It is every woman's worst nightmare. Whoever is responsible for this will face the full rigours of the law.
From the team that brought you the trial of Lucy Letby, this is The Trial, Ashley Murphy.
On the 12th of January 2022, Ashlyn Murphy, a schoolteacher, was killed in the Irish town of Tullamore. Her funeral was attended by thousands, and many more attended vigils for her across the world.
Joseph Pushka is now on trial, accused of her murder. He denies the charges against him. I'm Nicola Byrne, Deputy News Editor for The Mail on Sunday in Ireland. I'll be in court every day, reporting on the trial as it happens.
And I'm broadcaster and journalist Caroline Cheetham. Together, we'll examine what's happened in court and bring you the details behind the headlines. In the last few hours in Dublin's Central Criminal Court, the jury have been told that Joseph Pushka stabbed Ashlyn Murphy in brutal circumstances. He was there as she lay dying, and then he confessed to what he'd done.
Anne-Marie Lawler also said that after the murder, Joseph Pushka shaved off his beard and made sure his family burned his clothes. Then he fabricated lie after lie. She said his story that someone else killed Ashlyn was manufactured and fantasy. Another contemptuous lie, she said.
Defending Joseph Pushka was Michael Bowman, and he described the case as grotesque and unimaginable. But he warned the jury not to join the dots, and he said the prosecution case was not as straightforward as it seemed.
Welcome to Episode 7, Who Killed Ashlyn?
Nicola, today in Court 13, the jury started to hear those closing speeches from the prosecution and from the defence. Now, this means that there's no more evidence to be heard, and the barristers are now reminding the jury of what they say, what they believe are the most significant aspects of the case.
Caroline, all the witnesses have given their evidence, and today it's the turn of Anne-Marie Lawler and Michael Bowman to address the jury. Anne-Marie Lawler started things off at 10:30 a.m. as she closed her case for the prosecution. We'll be bringing all of that to you today. And as usual, an actor will be voicing up words because, as we've said before, we aren't allowed to have cameras or microphones in the court.
So she actually began this morning by focusing on the task of the jury. And Nicola, I'm not sure what you thought, but it reminded me of the way the judge, Justice Tony Hunt, said back at the beginning of this trial when he talked about their role, that they brought, he said, common sense and a strong community spirit to this trial. And Anne-Marie Lawler's words this morning went along similar lines at the beginning of her closing speech to the jury.
You represent the community here. You're 12 people with different experiences of life. And you're bringing that to the table. Every single day of your lives, you're drawing conclusions, deciding one thing or the other.
She told them today that they had another decision to make. They were now deciding whether Joseph Pushka murdered Aisling Murphy.
Your job is solely based and confined with the parameters of this evidence. You've sat here diligently, day after day after day, listening to the evidence. The bottom line is that reasonable doubt is based on reason.
She told them they needed to decide where the evidence leads them, whether some things are a distraction or whether it assists them. And then they needed to decide who killed Aisling.
We say that person is unequivocally, clearly, Joseph Pushka, without any doubt. Don't be drawn into the weeds. Don't allow yourself to be distracted from that which is plain and obvious. The evidence in this case is overwhelming in pointing the guilt of Mr. Pushka.
Anne-Marie Lawler then started to list for the jury everything she says forms the evidence in her case against him. And of course, it wasn't surprising. She focused a lot of her attention on the allegation that Joseph Pushka admitted that he'd done it that day in St. James's Hospital in Dublin as he lay on his hospital bed.
To start with, we have a confession. Mr. Pushka confessed he killed Aisling Murphy. And to state the blindingly obvious, he did that because that is what he did. He killed her. He killed her in the way he told Detective Garda Hogan he killed her. He cut her neck. It was never suggested those words weren't said.
And she went on to remind the jury, Nicola, that they'd heard evidence that an interpreter had been present when Joseph Pushka was interviewed by the detectives from Tullamore, and he translated exactly what Joseph Pushka said.
Caroline, she also said that when he gave this alleged confession, he wasn't being interviewed. He was just told his belongings were being seized, and he knew detectives had a warrant to allow them to do that. And she said he then asked, "Why are you taking my belongings?" And he was told they were investigating the murder. Then she said there was a pause, and then he asked the translator to translate his words for the detectives.
"I did it. I murdered."
Nicola, she said no one in this case had claimed that being in hospital without your family or in an unfamiliar environment were reasons to wrongly confess to a murder. She also said the suggestion that medication could have impacted his state of mind when he made this alleged confession to the killing had been exhaustively and extensively disputed, she said, by a medical expert. And at this point, Nicola, she also cast doubt on the defence's expert medical witness.
Yes, she said Dr. Johan Grundling, who was called to give evidence for the defence, had actually compiled his report based on a wrong dosage of opiate medicine that Pushka had received.
It actually turned out that the man who came here to be an expert had given a report based on the wrong dosage. He prepared a report wrong. If someone can put their name to a report that's so completely wrong, what do you think about the rest of their evidence?
She also reminded the jury that Joseph Pushka had told lies, and his lies around not being able to remember making that confession were an example of that.
Mr. Pushka is an inveterate liar. He has lied on multiple occasions and admitted lying. But on that evening, he confessed to Aisling Murphy's murder. He was moved to seek assurances about his own family. The hospital confession is powerful evidence in this case.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Nicola Anne-Marie Lawler then moved on to the attack on Aisling, and she reminded the jury and reminded the court that Aisling was stabbed 11 times in her neck, that her neck was sliced, and she said because Aisling fought back, she kicked and she scratched, she collected the DNA of Joseph Pushka underneath her fingernails.
Aisling Murphy, we know because Dr. Sally Ann Collis told us, had likely defensive wounds. She's stabbed repeatedly, and she's trying to save herself. In saving herself, she scratches her assailant. Aisling ended up being an investigator in her own murder, because she got the DNA. There's so much evidence in this case of such an extraordinarily compelling kind.
She also talked to the jury about her key witness, the eyewitness, the woman who said she saw Aisling pinned to the ground that day. Now, that's Jenna Stack, who we've heard from during this trial, and the jury have already heard, Nicola, that she identified the wrong man from an ID parade.
Caroline, she did. Another man was arrested briefly after that ID parade, but then he was released, and Anne-Marie Lawler said this meant Jenna Stack had just made a mistake, but it didn't make her a liar.
The reality is, someone is telling a lie. She's lying to you, or Mr. Pushka is lying to you. What does it mean when a person lies? When they tell you something, you take a careful view of it. Their credibility is affected by those lies. When I go on about this man being a liar, it's so that you assess yourselves what reliance you place upon his story. He gets attacked by a seemingly COVID-compliant killer who has a mask on, who no one saw before or after.
She told the jury Joseph Pushka then ran off and hid in a ditch for 4 hours. But she said this was more lies.
He acknowledges that he lied in custody. All of that, where does that leave you? I'm asking you to shine a light on everything. Hold it up. All of the evidence on the real issues is clear, pointing to guilt of Mr. Pushka beyond reasonable doubt. He doesn't remember being in a ditch. Conscious, unconscious, not clear. He doesn't remember various meetings, hospital, doesn't remember confessing. He just doesn't remember.
Finally, Nicola, she reminded the jury what Jenna Stack told them she saw that day before she ran for help. Aisling, unable to scream or cry in the brambles, being held down and attacked.
Jenna Stack said she was kicking her legs, completely distressed. That was her cry for help. I couldn't hear her scream. Jenna Stack says he was holding her down. And there's terrible, horrible symmetry with her evidence and the evidence of Dr. Collis.
We also heard, of course, today, Nicola, from the defence barrister, Michael Bowman. Now, he followed Anne-Marie Lawler this afternoon in closing the defence case for Joseph Pushkar. And he told them the case was a bit more complicated than his colleague was making out. And he told them to take a step back from the emotion.
This case is to be decided on the evidence. We comment on the evidence. We offer you a view. This case is not about emotion. It's not about sympathy. What it most assuredly is not about is speculation.
Caroline, he said there were a few elements which meant this case was not as straightforward as it appeared. He said, for example, that Jenna Stack may have got a split-second impression that his client was hurting and not helping Aisling.
He also said another man had admitted to killing Aisling in an email to the Garda press office in January 2022. Now, he said when he was interviewed by the Gardaí on the 2nd of March that year, he said he had a childhood history of ADHD and he suffered from depression and he had abused alcohol. He said he was sorry for the confession and he hoped he hadn't caused any trouble. But Mr. Bowman asked why his version was accepted and not the version of Mr. Pushkar's.
Caroline, Michael Bowman also focused on his client's confession to Aisling's murder when he told Gardaí, "I did it, I murdered, I am the murderer." In particular, he asked why the Gardaí who spoke to him hadn't asked doctors if he was even fit to be interviewed.
Somehow it's been suggested that none of the doctors were willing to speak. I think that's unfair. An anomaly in this case is the absence of any medical practitioner from that hospital to speak to the jury at all. I suggest to you, the Gardaí simply sidestepped the treating physicians in this case.
Mr. Bowman also said that what took place in the hospital on January the 14th, which we referred to earlier in the episode, Nicola, was an interview. He said the translator had even used the word interrogation.
I don't think he meant it in terms of the Gestapo or anything like that, but it is an interview.
That interview was broken off because of the distress Joseph Pushkar was in, and Michael Bowman suggested this piece of evidence had to be prized from Detective Garda Fergus Hogan, who was attending on that day. Michael Bowman suggested that Gardaí knew they couldn't engage with a man who was so distressed, that it raised a flag over his fitness in the first place.
The man is unfit to continue, which begs the question, was he fit in the beginning?
Now, Nicola, we heard earlier on that Anne-Marie Lawler has made much of what she calls Joseph Pushkar's lies and the fact that he admitted to telling lies to the detectives. But Mr. Bowman said the fact that he told lies does not mean guilt.
Caroline, he said that people lie to protect somebody else because they're embarrassed or ashamed of their actions. They may lie out of panic or confusion and for all kinds of reasons.
Is it really the position that Mr. Pushkar, who in truth has done no more than anyone who presented looking to help Miss Murphy that day, he did no more than any of the rest of you would have done in those circumstances? Be careful in terms of arriving at a position at a closed mind communicative of guilt when addressing these issues. Trial and error have taught us that these are not at the minimal safeguards that are required. What I say is upon a cold analytical parsing of the evidence. Upon stress testing it, you will find yourself in a position where you cannot find guilty.
So that's it as far as the closing speeches are concerned. Nicola, what happens next?
Caroline, the judge, Justice Tony Hunt, has already started his own charge to the jury. That will continue tomorrow, and then he'll send the jury out to consider their verdict. But before we finish today, he told them not to be afraid of their verdict, whatever it is. He said public opinion has nothing to do with it.
Okay, so we'll be back with more updates as and when we get them. And Nicola, you'll be in court for us as usual.
Yes, Caroline, I'll be there covering every development.
Okay, see you then.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.